It's time to spill the tea with McKinsey.
Give me that tea. Ooh, scandalous. Spill it, honey.
Okay, honey, it is tea time, kicking things off with The Bachelor last night. All right, during his one-on-one date, Peter tells Natasha she's not the one.
Natasha, I owe you all the honesty you've given me. And with the relationships that I have, and at the point that I'm at with them, I can't give you this rose. And I'm so sorry about that.
Is he mad?
Oh, so dramatic. But Kelsey, a lucky lady, got a rose at the end of their date.
I want you to know how much I admire your strength and your grace. So that's such a beautiful quality, and a quality that I'm looking for in a woman that I want to spend the rest of my life with. So, and Kelsey, Will you accept this rose? Yeah?
We're going to Iowa!
We're going to Iowa!
Sounds like a politician. We're going to Iowa! We're going to have a caucus! Yeah, baby!
Victoria F. also got a rose, so now Peter will visit her hometown. Kelly believed that because she was an attorney, she deserved a rose over the other women. However, Peter gave the final rose of the night to Hannah Ann and walked Kelly out. Kelly, very, very distraught.
Is your wife still watching this?
Is Lynn still watching this?
Okay. She last night, because I went to the basketball game, she had like a bunch of Thai food, and she was just saddled up with the boys, Benny and Paddington, sitting there watching it.
It's Bachelor night, baby. Moving on to Justin Bieber. He's really opening up if you've been watching it all, his docuseries. This episode was called The Dark Season. Here he is talking about his struggles with Lyme disease.
Basically, infections have played a big part in my acne. And my overall toxins in my body, which just creates all this stuff. So it feels good now to know why I feel so crappy all the time.
He just felt so sick, and there was no explanation for what was going on. So now that we have all the answers and we know what it is and we know how to alleviate it and fix it, and you know, I think he's honestly not only healthier than he's ever been, but on the road to maintaining a healthier life than he's ever had.
Go ahead. What are you going to say?
Well, now that's good. But it's like, you also might have felt like crap with all the things you were putting into your body.
Right.
And the fact that you had guards monitoring you in your sleep to make sure you're not dead.
Exactly. People don't realize the repercussions of doing drugs.
Drugs are bad.
But he does say he has had Lyme disease and struggling with that. The more I watch his docuseries, Hailey Bieber, I mean, everyone's like, oh my gosh, she got to marry the Biebs. That would be a full-time job, because he is very, very needy. And like, she really is with him and taking care of him 24/7.
That's exactly what my best friend has said. My best friend has said, if I've learned anything from this documentary, it's that Hailey Bieber is like an amazing human being and like a saint. And like, I don't know if I would want my best friend or like my daughter to marry Justin Bieber.
Right.
I hope my wife realizes that I'm not as needy as she thinks I am. Like, have you heard about Bieber, Lindsay? I'm not that bad.
Harrison Ford, do you think he's needy? I don't know, but get this. He was once fired from Crate and Barrel.
When was that you worked at Crate and Barrel?
Visually? It was for about 4 months until I got fired.
Why did they fire you?
I came back late from lunch.
That was it? What was your position there?
It was their first store, and the couple that owned the company were still there. I was the incompetent manager of the store. There were crates and barrels.
There were actual crates and barrels.
Yeah. Stuff was in crates and barrels.
It was insane. Can you imagine? I love hearing about the side hustles of the stars before they hit it big. And then moving on to John Krasinski. I just love him so much. Forever Jim from The Office. He was on Ellen talking about when he auditioned for the role of Captain America.
That's very nice to say I auditioned for the same role. I did. The truth is, they hadn't offered it to him yet.
Uh-huh.
So they were like, let's see who else is out there before we offer it to Chris Evans. And I went in and I tested for Captain America. Got to wear the suit, which was really fun. This is a true story. I was putting the suit on and the guy was like, this is really momentous. And I said, yes. And I was putting the suit on and I was halfway up, not wearing any other clothes other than this. And I was halfway up. And right at that moment, Chris Hemsworth walked by and he was like, you look good, mate. And I was like, nope, you know what? It's fine. We don't have to do this. Nope, we don't. He was just like jacked.
Yeah.
And he was like, you're gonna look great in that suit. And I was like, don't make fun of me, Hemsworth. And so I just walked away right there.
intimidating to be next to Hemsworth at any...
Slightly.
Yeah.
I wouldn't be intimidated, but that's just me.
Yes, exactly.
Ooh, that was steamy. For more tea, text JAM now to 52140.
All right, you guys better check your grandma, because coming up, this grandma's gone wild. There's an 83-year-old lady. She's crushing it on Tinder. Mackenzie, I don't know what you're doing for dating, if you're just playing it casual, or if you're actually...
I'm not on any sites.
All right, this lady's going to teach you how to do it, okay? Give me like less than 10, and we'll talk about that. It's Joe Mackenzie here on Radio Now.